You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenura is here. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Thanks for being with us, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd.
Tell me about weather here in the United States. Farmers would like to get back in the field. Will that be possible?
Well, it certainly will be possible, especially the further west you go from Illinois. Temperatures have been quite a bit warmer in the plains and in the western Corn Belt over the last day or two. So conditions are improving there the most quickly for planting. The only caveat out in the west is that it was quite a bit wetter than it was in parts of Illinois. If you look at eastern Nebraska and far western Iowa, as well as adjacent areas of South Dakota, Minnesota, Missouri, and Kansas, this entire region here, essentially stretching from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to about Kansas City, has been pretty wet over the last 1 to 2 weeks. So even though it's dry and warm now, we still think they probably need to dry out a little bit more to get planters really rolling there. Now, the one concern that we have is what happens this weekend, and really more so next week. As we get into the weekend here, Saturday and Sunday, we'll see temperatures initially start out pretty mild, but then things will start to cool down as a cool front drops onto the south. A few thunderstorms will pop up along this front, especially along and south of Interstate 80. We're not looking for widespread and heavy rainfall at that time, but just a few thunderstorms here and there, kind of making things not necessarily perfect for anybody who wants to plant in the Corn Belt. But the bigger concern follows. Once we move into Saturday, Sunday, and really more so early next week, all of our attention will turn to a big system that develops in the western United States. This system crawls through the plains and through the Corn Belt from about Sunday through Thursday of next week. And as it moves through, it will develop areas of rain and thunderstorms. We're generally looking for widespread rainfall of around 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches, with the highest totals pretty much along and south of Interstate 80 once again. So the point here is that even though things initially improve for planting over the next 3-4 days, they deteriorate next week. And it looks like after that, we're going to see a similar pattern where we have warm weather trying to move northward, but essentially being blocked by some cool fronts to the north. That sets up a clash zone in the heart of the Corn Belt, and that's how you make more rain. So the point here is that, the weather pattern turns wetter as we go forward. It doesn't stay dry like it has been in some areas over the last few days.
Is there a line across the Corn Belt where you can say this is the heaviest areas of rainfall? For instance, last year it ran from Missouri kind of to the northeast through Illinois, eastern Illinois and on into Indiana, something like that?
Well, the southern areas are certainly favored. So, pretty much areas along and south of Interstate 80 will have the best chances of rain throughout the next 2 weeks. But we don't want to get too cute with this forecast because it's a large system moving across. It's hard to say exactly where everything will set up. So at this point, chances are best in the south, they're lowest in the north, and they're quite a bit lower as you go far north, say North Dakota into the U.S. border, U.S.-Canada border region. So spring wheat and corn in the far northern areas certainly won't have too much in the way of rainfall issues going forward. But just as you start heading southward and you get, again, to about Interstate 80 and further south, that's where it's most likely to be wettest. This is something to follow later this week and more so next week.
And then turn your attention to South America. We've been dealing with some issues, particularly in Brazil.
We have. There is some interesting features taking place in Brazil. It's been very dry across the northern 50 to 60% of the winter corn production region. We would say a severe drought is in place across this area. It's focused right on Goiás and into eastern Mato Grosso and adjacent areas. There's basically no rain coming up for this region for the next 2 weeks. So there's going to be crop losses there. It's just a matter of how much. It's a really difficult question to answer, but it's very unlikely that they're going to escape this problem. It just looks pretty severe from a rainfall standpoint. Also for how warm it's been from late March through the end of April. And going forward, high temperatures around 90 every day. So dry, 90 degrees, it's been dry. This is not a good situation. If you head to the south, though, the southern third of the winter Corn Belt looks quite a bit wetter. And you could argue they might get a little bit too much of a good thing as far as rainfall over the next week or so. A widespread rainfall of 2 to 4 inches, or maybe even 5 inches. That's about as much rain as they normally see in the month of May, and that'll happen in a one-week period. So, you know, Brazil corn, this is something that's going to play out over time. They'll begin to harvest probably within 2 to 4 weeks. That's when it will start, and then we'll start to hear about what's going on there.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
Mike Tenerez with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, helps us wrap up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.